Joining us in studio this morning from the San Luis Obispo Sheriff's Office, we have got Commander Chad Nicholson with us. I hope I got all that right. Did I do that, Chad? How are you?
You did, sir. I'm great. How are you?
Good. I'm not a sir. I'm just Andy, okay? So we've got a big event coming up this weekend that we want to tell people about. It is the first ever Sheriff's Rodeo at the Event Center in Paso Robles.
Yes, sir. That's correct. This Saturday, May 14th, we're having our inaugural San Luis County Sheriff's Rodeo. And that begins at 5:30 in the evening time, and the gates open at 4:30. We have a full rodeo production, and after the rodeo, we have a full concert that's going to be played by Nashville duo Joe and Martina.
And Joe and Martina, very, very popular here in the area, too.
Yes. They, you know, originally from the Central Valley. Yep. They have a large fan group, you know, in this area, and they had just moved to Nashville handful of years ago, very successful up-and-comers, and they're a phenomenal act.
Yep, they really are. They had a big hit out called Give Me Back the 90s. There was a big one here recently. They used to be known, I believe, as Chaparral, around the Central Coast for a while, or at least I think they were based out of Bakersfield back in the day. But they've done well in the music world.
Absolutely.
So let's talk about the rodeo a little bit. We're going to get back to the concert in just a moment. Where do people go for tickets and how much are they?
Okay, so for tickets, there's a few different ways they can get them. We urge everybody to go to our website, which is slosheriffsrodeo.com, and there's links on the website where you can get tickets, but ultimately they're purchased through the Eventbrite platform.
Okay.
So you could go right to eventbrite.com and search SLO Sheriff's Rodeo and it'll pop up, or you can go directly to our website and click the link and it'll take you to Eventbrite. Tickets are $10 for adults, and kids 12 and under are free.
Wow.
So our whole mindset with this was we wanted to create a family fun event, bring the community together, celebrate the Western way of life, law enforcement, and so on, where people can, you know, enjoy the night and not break the bank, essentially.
Now, $10 include the concert with Joe and Martina, too?
It does.
Wow.
Yes, sir. So immediately after the rodeo, we are going to open the gates, and fans can go down onto the arena floor if they would like, right up to the front of the stage.
Right.
Or they could sit in the grandstands and watch the concert. We're going to do it in the outdoor arena there at the Paso Robles Event Center, so where the main grandstand concert acts are played. That's where Joe and Martina are going to play. So it's going to be a phenomenal night. We just, talking with the sheriff about this, we've been planning this for the last couple years, is we wanted to create an event to bring the community together, essentially. You know, I mean, you look at everything that everyone's been through the last couple of years.
Yep.
Between the pandemic and, you know, some other things going on in the world. And we just wanted to bring the community together and put on a great event for them. You know, it's ultimately a fundraiser for our Sheriff's Advisory Foundation, which benefits law enforcement agencies all throughout the county for training, equipment, and so on.
They do incredible work. The foundation just is always there. And always supporting the sheriff, too.
Absolutely. But you know what? Ultimately, at the end of the day, though, it's not as much about making money as it is to just benefit the community and have a great event for it.
All right. Let's talk about rodeo. What kind of events? And now, this is not something we're not going to be seeing deputies, commanders, and the sheriff actually out there rodeoing, correct? This is actual rodeo with people coming in from out of town and competitors.
That's correct. So the way we set this up is we had a qualifier event about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
And we had top competitors from essentially all over the state that came to compete in the qualifier for their chance to compete at our rodeo finals on May 14th. So we had a lot of professional cowboys and cowgirls that came to our rodeo qualifier and qualified for our finals. And the whole aspect of this is a modified timed event ranch rodeo format. So we have team roping, we have steer wrestling, we have barrel racing, we have breakaway roping, we have a team sorting rope, just events like that. But you will see top end cowboys from all over the state and top end cowgirls from all over the state that compete all the time in professional rodeo.
So they're going to have a chance to see some first class rodeo then, and some pretty quick action too, if it's those timed events.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's going to be good watching for sure.
All right. Now, is the rodeo itself going to be in the grandstand as well, or is the rodeo going to be over in the side one and then you just come over there for the concert?
No, everything will be right there in the grandstand in the outdoor arena.
Okay.
Yes.
And now, if I'm not mistaken, I know you said kids 12 and under free. You also have any other members of law enforcement from any other branch or bureau is going to be getting it free,
yes,
too.
Sir. You know, celebrating law enforcement and trying to make this a fundraiser for the Advisory Foundation and so on, we've extended, you know, free admission to members of a law enforcement agency or corrections agency, and then the kids are free as well.
So yeah. It really is going to be a good family occasion then. Now, are you going to have concessions set up? Are people going to be able to get food and things all set?
Absolutely, yeah. So we'll have full concessions. We have numerous food vendors that will be there. We have, you know, beverages, both non-alcoholic and alcoholic beverages. So the gates open at 4:30, and it'll go all the way through the concert, which the concert will be over by, I'd say, 10:45 or so.
Okay.
You know, and then everybody has to be off grounds by midnight.
Well, and I will tell you, too, that if you've got young ones, Joe and Martina are a really good act for the kids to see. Just in terms of they're nice, clean. You're not going to see any, you know, any bad language up on stage or anything like that. It really is going to be a really nice family event.
Absolutely. So, kind of funny story. I got to know Joe and Martina very well through a close friend of mine. His name is Bear Pasco, and he lives here locally. And he rodeos professionally now, a very talented steer wrestler. But before his career in rodeo, professional rodeo, he was an NFL football player and won a Super Bowl with the New York Giants.
Wow.
And he, so he grew up in, with Joe and Martina and knows them very well. He lives here on the coast now, married to his wife, and they live in Morro Bay. So I get to see Joe and Martina quite a bit and got to know him pretty well, and they're extremely talented. So.
I would love to talk to him someday about steer wrestling and about transferring from the NFL to steer wrestling.
Oh, absolutely.
Because somebody described steer wrestling to me. They said, if you want to imagine what it's like, they said, get in the back of a pickup, have your friend drive it down the road at about 40 miles an hour, and when you come to the first mailbox, jump out of the back of the pickup and grab the mailbox. And that's what it feels like when you're steer wrestling.
That's exactly right. No, a great guy, lives locally. I'm sure he'd love to do it. He's actually going to be competing that night at our finals as well.
All right. We'll look forward to seeing him. And again, that's coming up tomorrow night, which is Saturday. And again, for more information, give me the website again, Chad, so can find out what's
going on. SLOSheriffsRodeo.com.
Okay, SLOSheriffsRodeo.com. We're looking forward to seeing everybody out there. I think it's going to be a really good one. I'm betting that since this one is there to benefit law enforcement, that this would not be the event to drink and drive at. This would definitely be something you're going to designate a driver if you're planning on having a couple beers, too.
Absolutely. We hope you designate a driver at every event you go to, but definitely I wouldn't go to this one and try and do it.
that would not be pretty.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to throw in there that we haven't hit yet?
No, I don't think so. I just want everybody to come out and enjoy the rodeo and know that it's going to be a fun, you know, clean, family-filled event, and the weather's going to be beautiful this weekend. It's supposed to be pretty warm, but the evening times will be really nice, and you guys will just come out and enjoy a great evening of rodeo for, you know, something that's not going to break the bank.
All right. Sounds good. Well, hey, and tell Sheriff Parkinson that we don't see him enough on the air here. So we're waiting for a visit sometime. And thank you so much for coming in to share today.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.